This is Jazz of Enchantment, a radio series spotlighting just some of the talented jazz players with ties to New Mexico. I'm Paul Ingalls. When David Parlato plays his large acoustic bass, he embraces it in more ways than one. Since the age of 19, when a dental mishap ended his trumpet playing days, Parlato and his bass have been partners in a musical career that has included many years as one of the top session players in Los Angeles. Since moving to New Mexico in 1990, Parlato has been a major contributor to the Southwest's music scene as a composer, player, and teacher. David Parlato told interviewer Mark Weber about this one particular record that seemed to set his life as a musician in motion.
I bought this record of Cannonball Adderley Quintet Plus. The Plus was Victor Feldman on vibes. And Cannonball Adderley is, as you know, the great alto saxophonist and his brother Nat Adderley. But when I put it on, that grabbed me. That was like a real moment for me. In the music room that we had, I would put that record on, turn all the lights off, and lay on this couch and close my eyes and listen to that music, you know. And I've never gotten tired of that album at all, you know. So that became the doorway in, you know. And it wasn't long before I was doing the same thing with all the Miles albums I could get and all the Coltrane albums I could get. Those were like really the big influences.
In the jazz world, most bass players are classically trained. Bass players, it's almost a necessity.
It really is. I mean, to learn the instrument, you really need to play with a bow because the intonation will be exposed. And it's just physically very demanding, very difficult, and you need to get with somebody who's studied it, and they've all, you know, it's a tradition that gets passed down, and it's a classical approach to the instrument. I have seen self-taught bass players that played very well. You know, they played by ear and they just made up their fingerings and things like that, you know. But for the most part, I think you're right. I think, you know, the instrument just kind of demands that.
One of the greatest jazz records of all time, Knee Plus Ultra, with Warren Marsh Quartet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was a good bit younger, maybe half their age, really. But I was, you know, making a reputation for myself, and the jam sessions started to include me, and then I just became the bass player in this cordless quartet with John Terabasso on drums and Gary Foster and Warren Marsh.
Tell when you were making that record that it was as good as it was?
Well, I knew that it was a historical thing to be playing with those guys, you know, and it was a great opportunity for me.
Yeah, because jazz was getting, by 1969 when you made that record, there weren't a whole lot of jazz records being made.
Yeah.
Rock and roll had taken over.
Yeah.
But in the 60s rock, you did wind up playing with people like Frank Zappa. And
mm-hmm. I did so well on the audition and got the gig, and Frank said, let me have your book. So he took the book, and the next rehearsal, where I had previously been resting, I now was doubling oboes. I had parts that were like ridiculously difficult to play. You know, I looked at him and I said, what is all this about? You know, and he said, you read through the book too easily. He said, I want everybody in the band to think that they're going to make their parts 7 out of 10 times. I said, I want that kind of anxiety in the band, you know.
Seriously?
Yeah. Frank was a very, very demanding composer.
David, from all these people you've played with, from Don Ellis, Frank Strazzeri, Paul Horn, John Clemmer, Tim Weisberg, Ashish Khan, Ala Raka, Emil Richards, Don Preston, Gabor Szabo, did they impart anything to you?
Well, sure. Most of the time, you know, I felt like I was in over my head. The growth came from my realizing what I needed to work on, what I needed to do to be able to be better the next time I would get that opportunity. Sometimes I was better at it than others, you know, and the learning experience was getting a critique from somebody who was older in that band explaining, hey, kid, this is what you need to do if that happens again, you know.
What is it that still attracts you to the whole thing?
I think the art of improvisation and everything that it entails. You have to be in shape, musically speaking. You have to be listening and aware. You have to be open-minded. You have to have the opportunities. And I have every confidence that as long as I can play, that will be there.
Bass player David Parlato, heard here with pianist Peter Cover. David was interviewed by Mark Weber. To learn more about David Parlato and to hear much more from our interview session, visit our website, newmexicojazz.org. That's newmexicojazz.org for more profiles of jazz musicians with New Mexico ties. The Jazz of Enchantment radio series is engineered by Nola Daves Moses with help from Carol Boss. Web design and photography by Genevieve Russell. Support for the series comes from the New Mexico Humanities Council, the City of Albuquerque's Urban Enhancement Trust Fund, KUNM, and Good Radio Shows Incorporated. I'm Paul Ingalls.